The Becker's team is excited to be making our return to in-person events this fall. Join us in September for Becker's Hospital Review 6th Annual Health IT and Revenue Cycle Conference. We have opportunities to attend the in-person program in Chicago and also to join us virtually from the comfort of your own home. For information about registering and to find out if you are eligible to attend free of charge, reach out to us at registration@beckershealthcare.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, we are pleased to be joined by Mark Geary, the Chief Information Security Officer at Sperion. The following episode explores general cybersecurity practices. Furthermore, Ensemble has implemented a rigorous program to ensure we are aligned with the industry standards for data security procedures and safeguards.
The healthcare industry has been plagued by cyber attacks for years, and big events like the 2015 data breach at Anthem Blue Cross, for example, which affected more than 78 million people, make headlines. But my guest today says for healthcare organizations to be truly secure, they have to work from the inside out. I recently talked with Mark Geary, the Chief Information Security Officer at Sperion, about how every single person who touches information needs to understand the risks of a breach while not being so locked down that security gets in the way of their work. But first, here's what Geary had to say about the threats that exist today.
It's very lucrative to be a bad actor these days. And in fact, you can go online, dark web, and you can buy malware. And in fact, these bad actors, they actually have technical support. It's a business for them. And I think the business has gotten so good that, you know, people are trying it. You've got the bad actors from nation states that the nation state is really not doing anything to curb it. China, Russia is an example. That's what we're seeing out there. So really just going back, I think that the gangs, if you will, like Revil and such, they're organized crime. They're as bad as nation state actors. And I think now it's coming to the forefront that they're out there. We're seeing a lot more of it. It's getting out into the media as an example. I think more companies are coming out and saying they've been hacked because they don't have a choice. They've got ransomware and they can't deal with it. And as such, they have to bring in the FBI. They have to bring in lawyers, et cetera, to go and talk about it in the media. So I think it's getting out there. This has been going on for a long time. And if you look at even Revil as an example, and last year, their typical ransom request was about $500,000. Now they're doing about $2.2 million in 2021. So you see that people are paying it. And in paying the ransom, what happens? People are going to do it more often because they're being paid. You can't protect everything, and bad actors are going to get in. And as a security organization, you need to be right 100% of the time. They need to be right just once. So how do you protect for that? You have to assume that bad actors are going to get in at some point. And I think the philosophy around that is, sure, they're going to get in, but let's make sure we understand where the crown jewels are, i.e. data, right? That's what everybody wants to get access to. And once you understand where the crown jewels are, let's make sure that when the bad actors get in, they can't exfiltrate anything. So we're watching the crown jewels. We're making sure we're understanding where those crown jewels are moving, who has access to them. So a data inventory and taking your sensitive data footprint and reducing it to, not everybody should have all the data on their laptops or desktops, especially working from home now. So really that's, you know, the gist of the environment today.
Clearly, preventing cyber attacks is important for healthcare organizations. Medical records are some of the most valuable on the dark web, according to a January 2021 article from Fierce Healthcare. But the things that make headlines like ransomware attacks present only part of the threat to data security. So I asked Geary how leaders can help everyone in an organization understand they have a part to play in keeping information safe.
The idea of cybersecurity is not to impede business, it's to augment business in a secure way. And as a security professional, I struggle with this every day. So I have developers, if you can imagine, they're highly technical and they'll try and turn security off to make their jobs easier. So I have to have a balance between enabling them and their performance in the organization with their ability to still be secure. So in healthcare, same thing, right? You have in the medical world, it's interesting as well because you have different networks. So Siemens doesn't talk to Philips, which doesn't talk to et cetera, et cetera. So I sat on a panel many years ago about exactly that and how to operationalize security and IT management in the healthcare world. And we've got to get standards, and this is a much bigger, greater thing to do, but we've got to get network standards. We've got to get things talking to each other at the vendor level. So then drop down into the organization level. I think if you create a culture of security, and that culture really has to be, as a security team and a compliance team, you've got to get to the end users, and not in a way that you're coming down on people with an iron fist. It's helping them understand risk and helping them understand what could happen. And you know, you got a lot of this training out there that talks about watch out for phishing, watch out for this, watch out for that. But there's a lot of watch out for and not enough understanding of what the actual risk is and what an incident or a breach, what happens when that occurs to their jobs, to people's individual lives. I mean, we really are, when you take something and you send something with an individual's information, you could destroy their life.
So once you have that culture of responsibility in your organization, what are some practical steps everyone can take to ensure that data is secure? Gary had a few ideas.
From a SharePoint perspective, instead of sending that Excel spreadsheet with data in it via email or encrypted email, why don't we just send the link? And I can send that link to a SharePoint doc, which gives, I'm going to use you as an example, which gives Erica the access to read it. Not write to it, but just read it. So I can do that. Or if I know that you're going to have to edit that information, I can send you the link to that. And then you are going to have to go in there and you'll have read access. It's easier to do that and not send the actual spreadsheet, because now the spreadsheet is propagating on a bunch of machines, and now your sensitive data footprint is getting wider and wider. So you really could carve that out and make it a policy that you're only sending links to each other. Because if you don't have access to get to that link, guess what? That data's even safer.
It's important to be secure when sharing internally. But no healthcare organization operates in a vacuum. Hospitals are sharing patient information with payers and third-party vendors every day. So I ask Gary, what is the responsibility of a healthcare organization to ensure other organizations they're working with are doing their due diligence?
You can lock down your organization to the nth degree, but if you have a third-party supplier that accesses your information or the information is going to them, and they get hacked, that's the easier way, right? So the bad actors are always looking for the easiest way in. You really have to do a good job of vendor risk management. That's a big one. And we face that at Spirion all the time. I'm consistently answering questions. I have a vendor due diligence program where I share information with our customers, information that doesn't hurt our organization, but gives them an understanding of where we're secure and what our risk would be. So they're conducting risk analysis on us. We do the same thing for our vendors. And every good security group and compliance group is going to do that. But you can assess an organization, and then you also have to build out good intermediary processes between the two organizations. And I think we lack a little bit of that when you're a third-party supply chain organization to a larger organization. I think it needs to go further than just assessment of the risk there, but how they're actually working with you. And so to answer your question, yes, they are responsible for the data and they can be hacked, but you are responsible for that data if you've sent it to them. I think a process review is key, right? So if they're delivering something to you, like they're a payer or whatever, it behooves the organization as a whole, going back to the culture of security, it behooves the organization who's that part of the organization that's interfacing with that third party to really understand the processes into which you are going to interoperate. And then I know this takes a little more time and you can't spin them up as fast, but to have that sense of understanding of how we interoperate and what security risks are in there, that goes a heck of a long way to protect you in an overt proactive fashion. The importance there, I would tell any organization, is be diligent in your relationships with other organizations. Because if you're locked down and you have one little tiny crack that is a third party supplier, then listen, you're not really locked down.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been really interesting. As always, it's made me think a lot more about how I am keeping information private. So thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
If you're listening to this and thinking your organization needs to tighten security around patient data, I have an article to recommend. Matt Tormey, who is Ensemble's Chief Compliance Officer, published a piece with the Medical Group Management Association about building an effective compliance program, and it covers a lot of the how-tos that I discussed with Mark Geary about building a culture of information security. We'll link that in the show notes for you. Ensemble Health Partners is a leading innovator in revenue cycle management, helping healthcare providers improve financial outcomes and patient experiences with unrivaled operational expertise and best-in-class technology and automation. If you'd like to learn more about what Ensemble can do for your hospital or health system, visit EnsembleHP.com.
Thank you, Mark, for your time and thought-provoking responses today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Ensemble. You can tune in to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at BeckersHospitalReview.com.